been dropping dimes on my teddy bear.
Dropping dimes, dropping dimes.
Yeah, argue with that as we welcome you back to Sports Talk on 95.3 The Score. Going to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, fire up the Blazer Talk. Who better than the guy behind the mic for NBC Sports Northwest, bringing the terrific coverage with Lamar Hurd, Brooke Olsendam, and friends. Of course, the three sports standout here with the Ducks on Twitter. Use the handle at Jordan Kent. I think you figured out that Jordan is back. Jordan, always appreciate the time. So, number one, how are you and your family doing during this craziness that is our lives?
You know, we are doing well. And first of all, thanks again for having me. Always great to catch up with you. And we're doing good. We are just in a very busy period of parenthood where we've got a 2.5-year-old and a 4-month-old. So our hands and hearts are very full right now, as we like to say, as we're sort of chasing the two little boys around the house and picking up after them and going on adventures. But it's been great. We're doing well. We've got a lot to still be grateful for. And just like everybody else, I think we're starting to get really excited to see us get on the other side of this pandemic and get to some brighter days here shortly.
Awesome to hear. You know, before we get to the Blazers, you know, for all these years you've hosted camps, you know, folks could go to JordanKentCamps.com, registration, all that information. And I know you're all over the map in Oregon and Washington. So with all that's happening, kind of where are we at plans-wise for the rest of 2021?
You know, what's great is that we were able to operate as a camp last summer, and we were very careful about what we did and followed all the guidelines and did our temperature checks and everything. And Steve, it's crazy. We had record enrollment last summer. I think a lot of that goes to parents just wanting to get their kids out of the house to do something, but also more importantly, a chance for kids just to be kids again and to have some normalcy and to play outside with their friends in a safe, structured environment. So we are ready to roll once again this summer. Our first set of camps will start the week of June 28th. We've got three camps coming to Eugene specifically. And it's crazy. We're already on record pace again and just a lot to be grateful for. So it's been fun getting ready to plan that. And I imagine our summer this year will have even more opportunity and freedom for the kids and fewer guidelines. So we're just looking forward to, once again, some slices of normalcy here this summer, potentially.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, for the thought of running around outside in normalcy, I may become your oldest camper ever.
Hey, you know, I've had a lot of parents ask me, hey, do you do these for adults right now? And I said, we'll have to look into that. But it's great, once again, I think, just for families as a whole. It's their kids are going out there, they're having a great time, they're learning wonderful lessons, but most importantly, they come home tired and they have fun. And I know the parents love having some tired kids at the house that have had a great time during the day, and that bodes well for everybody in the household. So we're looking forward to year number 10 coming up here this summer, so that's special to celebrate as well.
Now you gotta love it. Obviously you keep lock stock with Duck Athletics, and I saw you lost the bet with Lamar. You had to put the orange tie on again. But Jordan, overall, with Oregon back in the dance, from what you've been able to follow, I mean, just how do you overall do you like this edition of Dana Altman's team? You know, the possibility that here they are again, chance to make another March run.
You know, they really do have a wonderful chance. And you look at their draw as far as the number 7 seed taking on VCU, and then if you win that game, a potential matchup against Iowa, which, listen, of all the number 2 seeds, nothing against Iowa, but that is one that you would circle as far as, hey, if we got a decent chance against one of the 2 seeds in the field, it would potentially be Iowa. But for Oregon, I've just been impressed with Coach Altman and his staff, how they were able to navigate all the adversity and stoppages in play this year. I know the couple of times that we talked to Coach Altman, and we recently talked to him just yesterday for Talking Ducks. It was hard on the kids just not having the typical college environment and experience, and he would always reference that he felt bad because he wasn't sure if the guys were having fun because it's been so fun in years past with packed arenas and traveling and the normal tournament experience, and so much of that has been stripped away this year. So to me, what I see with Oregon is a very mentally strong team, and they clearly are playing their best basketball of the season right now, winning 11 of their last 13. And the things they need to fix are not these deep schematic issues. It's just some consistent hustle and effort things that every team is guilty of falling short on sometimes. So rebounding was a key thing Coach Allman pointed to, and if they can focus on that aspect of the floor and making sure that they can close out possessions, that's really going to help them. And then he said specifically against VCU that you really got to protect the basketball because it's a team that wants to hurry you and press you and speed you up. But I look at what this Oregon team has, especially Duarte and Richardson, and you've got two very capable ball handlers that can attack a press, can attack that aggressive defense and make them pay. And for Oregon, I really like the matchup against VCU. It's just going to require them to play a very smart game, though.
One other thing I wanted to hit on duck-wise, of course, under Vin Lanana, you had incredible success, a member of some great relay teams, long jump, 100-meter, 200-meter, conference title. I know you mentioned it on Twitter, Jordan, to see what Robert Johnson has done, kind of taking the baton from Vin, just won a national title in the indoors. I'd imagine your duck pride runneth over.
Oh, I'm so proud of Robert Johnson. I remember when he was getting his start at Oregon as an assistant coach during my years competing there. And just to see the longevity he's been able to maintain at Oregon, especially when, let's face it, of all the schools in the country, Oregon's got a lot of pressure on itself to be successful year after year because of, you know, the investments we're making into Hayward Field, the fact that it's Tracktown USA. That's not easy to hold down the fort that long and to have that type of success and to do it not just with outdoor track and field, but indoor track and field, cross country, and to continue to bring in recruits from all over the country in different events. It really speaks volumes to Coach Johnson's leadership. And so I am just absolutely thrilled for him and what he's been doing during his tenure here, and just very proud of what he's been able to build at Oregon, because we saw glimpses of it when I was in school where, okay, Oregon track and field was so great and revered in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And then, you know, we were kind of trying to find our way once again. And here we go. The ball kind of started to get rolling in the early 2000s. And then finally, you just have seen how much dominance they've had over the last 13, 15 years, really, men and women. And it's been awesome just to see Oregon track explode the way that it has exploded, and to see all these athletes come through Oregon and then have Olympic and professional success. And you really have to credit Coach Johnson, the administration, and everybody at Oregon for making this possible.
Talking with Jordan Kent, play-by-play man for the Blazers. So last night I was watching you guys, and so they're down 17.
Well, appreciate you watching us instead of TNT, by the way, too. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, no. You got to keep it local. It's a 17-point hole. There's 6 minutes to go. And, you know, every broadcaster has kind of a demeanor, a tone. They hit a couple of threes, and you were like, maybe. Then after they had that break to review the Melo play, the steal, the Lillard drive for a bucket, would I be accurate in thinking that at that moment you kind of sense that, this is officially a run?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it was capitalized by that crazy spin move off the screen by Lillard to hit the three to make it a one-possession game at that point. And everything had sort of gone the Blazers' way as far as they were getting the stops they needed to. They were hitting the shots like you typically would in a comeback. And that made it the one-possession game. But then things really got crazy when, okay, you're down three. You got to start fouling. I mean, how many times have we seen a game in these situations where a team's down three and you're just trying to foul to extend the game and the other team just keeps knocking down their free throws? But when Ingram missed the pair of free throws, they choose to foul Dame on the inbound, so he goes to the free throw line, then they bobble it out of bounds and then foul Portland again. You're ramping up your hope, your excitement with each unbelievable play, but you also know that, okay, this thing still isn't over yet, so you can't necessarily get to that 10 out of 10 when it comes to the call and the energy, because you want to make sure they wrap this thing up. Because what would have been difficult is, listen, a 17-point loss, those are never fun, but there's something gut-wrenching about crawling back from a 17-point hole, putting yourself in a position to win the game, and then maybe losing it if Zion hit that shot down the stretch. And so you wanted to be a little careful, a little measured about, all right, listen, we are still in the deep end here with the Sharks swimming around us. Let's make sure that we don't think this thing is over quite yet. But, yeah, let's get excited, because what is happening right now. I mean, we were down 17 with 6 minutes left, and I think the stat was in the NBA this year, in those situations where one team has a 17-point lead with 6 minutes left, it was like 256-0 or something just absurd that Portland was able to defy the odds. And what a win to just continue to raise the spirits of this team, especially on a night where CJ McCollum came back. So a lot of good vibes right now up here in the Rose City.
You know, that last sequence where Lillard hit the foul shots and then they almost pulled a Christian Laettner and Zion Williamson got a really good look. And I heard Travis's radio call this morning. He says from his angle, he knew it was too strong. From where you guys were sitting, were there a moment like, you've got to be kidding me, or did you have a better angle where it looked like it wasn't going down?
We had a decent angle. When he fired that off, I had a feeling it was going to be a difficult shot because he was going to his left on the left side of the hoop, fading to his left. And so the angle he took off the glass was just a little too sharp. And as soon as he shot it, I had a feeling that, okay, you've seen a lot of bank shots before. You can sort of read how they go in. You just felt, I don't think this thing's going to kiss off the glass the proper way and go in. And thank goodness it didn't. And credit Lonzo Ball for an unbelievable pass, but I was almost surprised with Zion that they didn't just put him near the rim to try and catch and finish, because with his explosion and his leaping ability, there really aren't too many guys in the league that are going to out-muscle him for a one-on-one jump ball on a pass like that. But the best part about that game is both these teams face off tomorrow. And that's kind of the beauty of some of these back-to-backs with the day off in between. You get a dramatic finish like that, and that energy and that momentum can sometimes carry over and really create a very competitive game that second time around.
Couple final thoughts for Jordan Kent, Blazer play-by-play man, NBC Sports Northwest. You glossed over it for a second there. CJ McCollum returns exactly 2 months after his last appearance. And Jordan, as an athlete for 52 different sports, you get a lower extremity injury. It takes time before you can get back into, in his case, elite NBA shape. But how nice of a jolt is it to just know he's back and on the mend?
Oh, it's a huge jolt because you're basically getting an all-star back on your lineup, because his numbers that he had prior to his injury were all-star-like numbers, and he was leading the league in three-pointers made per game and total three-pointers, shooting 44%, averaging a career high in points, field goal percentage, assists, and steals. And now you get that back in the lineup. Obviously, that doesn't happen overnight where he gets back to that level of production. But you got a taste of it in the first quarter where he goes for 8 quick points and knocks down a 3 and a couple of other jumpers and gets fouled. And when you saw that, you realize, okay, this is what they didn't have before, was the one-on-one shot making. But what's compounded by CJ coming back is you now bump a Gary Trent Jr. to the bench where he goes for 20-plus last night. And you quickly realize, wow, this team has an incredible amount of depth. We just haven't had a chance to really enjoy it because of the injuries. And you're saying this with Harry Giles, Zach Collins, and Yusuf Nurkic off the floor with injury. So it's just such an incredible luxury to get CJ back, and I'm really looking forward to when he gets his sea legs back and is really back on rhythm like we saw him in the early part of the season.
You know, it's so easy to gush, but to not mention Damian Lillard, I mean, 50 points, 20 shots. I mean, he's got the clutch gene that few have since Jordan retired. But how he carries himself, what he said on SportsCenter, how he never forgets the work he put in to get here. But, man, how fortunate are we to see, and you especially up close, just night in and night out, watch this young man work.
I think everybody that's a Blazer fan that watches him each night needs to be disciplined not to be bored by greatness. And not saying that we're bored when we watch him, but when you see him do these things night in and night out and makes it look routine, sometimes it's human nature just to lose sight of how amazing it is. And you really have to put some things in context. And, you know, he hit 16,000 points and 4,000 assists through his first 9 seasons last night after, I think, his second or third bucket of the game. And the only other players to do that in NBA history were Larry Bird, LeBron James, and Oscar Robertson. And those are all first ballot Hall of Famers that will go down as some of the all-time greats. And here's Damian Lillard right in their company doing something that they did. And you just have to pause and reflect on that and realize when it's all said and done, we are watching one of the greatest point guards in the history of the NBA right now. And, you know, you don't want to measure it by metrics of playoffs and titles and all this stuff because there's so many things that can happen outside of a player's control when it comes to trying to win a championship. But for this man's production and this man's loyalty, where you haven't even thought for a second that he's looking over the fence trying to find grass that is greener, you're not going to find that at all. I mean, it is so rare to see that in the NBA, and I just really hope we continue to enjoy the ride and the legacy that is Damian Lillard, because it'll be gone someday, and when it's gone, it is just going to feel so weird and so foreign not to see him out there. So soak up every game, every opportunity you get to watch him play, especially this year, because he's doing some truly incredible stuff down the stretch of games that is just unprecedented and unlike anything we've seen in recent memory.
Folks, he's Jordan Kent. Jordan, with a 2.5-year-old and a 4-month-old, I'm going to wish you and your wife not only health and happiness, but some sound sleep all the way around.
Yeah.
Keep up on Twitter using the handle at Jordan Kent. When you hit up Dad, tell him I sent my regards. We always appreciate your time. Thanks a million for joining us. And obviously, look forward to catching up as the season continues to move along.
Anytime. Always love hopping on with you guys. Y'all take care, and looking forward to when we can chat again next time.
All right. Have a good one, Jordan. Thanks a lot, man. Take it easy.
Yeah, you too.